From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Blagans.
Here we welcome you to another edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Blagans here with you talking all things Florida Panthers over the course of the next half an hour. An abbreviated Panthers Insider Show, but a new, refreshing edition of the Panthers Insider Show, nonetheless. And we're getting you set for an early game today at FLA Live Arena. And I say today, not tonight, because the game starts at 4 o'clock at FLA Live Arena in Sunrise. So we hope to see you out there first and foremost. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. You can call 954-835-PUCK as well to get your Panthers tickets for today and for any game throughout the season. 4 o'clock today, it's the Panthers and the Ottawa Senators. So again, we invite you out for that one today at FLA Live Arena. If you can't make it, we of course will have you covered across the radio network. Now a little programming note for today. If you're tuned in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, 96.5 WPOW FM HD2 will be your place to listen. If you're in the Palm Beaches, 1230 The Gambler. If you're in the Florida Keys, 100.3 Thunder Country. You can also tune in on the NHL app for every Panthers game. They make it so easy to listen there. And if you're a SiriusXM subscriber, every Panthers game and our broadcast of every Panthers game, you can hear it on Channel 932 on your SiriusXM app or streaming platform. So lots of ways to consume Panthers hockey and the Panthers. Going into today's action, 4-3-1, 4-3-0 are the Ottawa Senators. Panthers coming off a two-game road trip. Most recently, they fell by a 4-3 score to the Philadelphia Flyers. That was back on Thursday evening in Philadelphia, and the Panthers threw everything at Philadelphia. Goalie Carter Hart had over 50 shots on net in that game. Just didn't get the result they were looking for. We'll talk about that more coming up because we're going to hear from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice coming up here shortly. We're going to hear from Eric Staal, who made his Panthers debut last time out. So we'll get some thoughts from him. Had a chance to talk to him after yesterday's practice. We'll also hear from Panthers defenseman Josh Mahura, who picked up his second goal of the season in the contest back on Thursday. And yesterday, we had a chance to hear from Panthers longtime goaltender and soon-to-be Hall of Fame goaltender Roberto Luongo as he spoke to the media. And he's going to be enshrined in the Hockey Hall of Fame coming up in a couple of weeks in Toronto. But we had a chance to hear from him about that yesterday. So some thoughts coming up from Roberto Luongo on his upcoming Hockey Hall of Fame induction. Coming up in segment number two, Jamison Olive from FloridaPanthers.com from the Territory Talk podcast, which you can find at FloridaPanthers.com/Territory Talk. And you hear him in every second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast. He's going to be joining us coming up in the second segment to talk about the recent road trip and help us preview today's action. Again, an early game at FLA Live Arena on Sunrise, 4 o'clock. Panthers hosting the Ottawa Senators, and it's our first in-person taste of the Panthers' Matthew Tkachuk against his brother, Brady Tkachuk, over on the Ottawa side. So should be a fun one. Lots of reasons to check out the Panthers today. And again, with the Panthers home today against Ottawa, it's a one-game homestand. They just came back from two on the road. They play this game, and then they go out west for four games, starting Tuesday night on the road against the Arizona Coyotes, and then they'll visit all three California opponents after that. So you don't want to miss the action today as the Panthers are going right back out on the road for the better part of a week coming up after this one. So again, don't miss the action. Panthers and the Senators, 4 o'clock today at FLA Live Arena. Panthers fans, time for you to get in on the action. Exclusive reverse retro merch is now available at FLA Team Shop. Go to FLATeamShop.com/retro to purchase exclusive limited edition reverse retro jerseys, shirts, and much more today. Retro gear will also be available in Pantherland starting on November 15th. And Panthers fans, not Too early to start planning for the 2023 NHL All-Star Weekend here in South Florida. Come see some of the biggest stars across the league, showcase their skills, and enjoy some South Florida sun. Pre-sale access is available to territory members. For more information, go to floridapanthers.com/members. Well, let's dive into hearing from some members of the Panthers. And first, the head coach of the Panthers, Paul Maurice, again, as the Panthers get set to take on Ottawa yesterday, had a chance to hear from, again, Panthers head coach Paul Maurice and some of the players after yesterday's practice. The Panthers coming off that loss to the Philadelphia Flyers back on Thursday, and again, through everything at Carter Hart, the Philadelphia goaltender in that game, topped the 50-shot plateau in that game, topped the 100-shot attempt mark in that one. There was just a ton of pressure, but they just fell short in that one. Here's what Panthers head coach Paul Maurice had to say about all the chances the Panthers had on Thursday.
The why of we were able to do that, our forecheck has been very strong for us this year, but I thought we got, maybe for the first night, four lines of it, right? Everybody was on that puck. So we're not trying to win or lose games, we're trying to build a game that we can play consistently, and that one was as close to the game that we want to play.
How'd you like the way Eric Staal fit in last night?
Well, he was good. I mean, I think one of those side benefits that you don't easily notice, though, is his defensive zone faceoff wins allowed less time for Barkov, and I thought shaving a few minutes off him through two let the Barkov line be pretty dominant straight through. I think they had 35 shot attempts. That's a team's worth, and they're going to make those go. So really like what I saw out of that line. The Lundell line again, you know, dynamic on pucks. So, but Staal allowed, I think, those other lines to stay a little fresher, so I didn't have to use them in as many defensive situations.
And Paul Maurice, Panthers head coach right there, referencing Eric Staal and talking about what he did in the faceoff circle, won 9 of his 13 draws in that game against Philadelphia back on Thursday evening. Here is Eric Staal. I had a chance to catch up with him after yesterday's practice, and first thing I asked him was how it felt to make his Panthers debut the other night.
It felt great, obviously. It would have been nice with the win, but I thought we competed really hard as a group, and obviously enough looks and chances to create enough offense, but personally, it was a ton of fun. The guys were great. It was great energy in the locker room and excitement to be back out there. So, I'd like to keep building on that and look forward to it more.
You talked about all the chances that you guys had, the 50 shots on net. Obviously, this team plays an exciting brand. What excites the most about the way this team plays?
Well, I think the way that we played yesterday is a game that you can replicate and that you can keep building on as the year progresses. We were tenacious, we're on pucks, we're on the forecheck, we're really, really quick. We don't give teams time, and we track back really hard. And if you do that consistently over and over and over and keep getting better at it, it's only going to continue to grow your game and put yourself in a position to have success when it counts. So, that part excited me. And just the energy of the group and regardless of the score, we were competitive and continuing to compete and work and pull for each other, and you need that. And there's going to be tough times, and there's going to be tough moments where you got to rebound and respond, and we just stuck with it. Obviously didn't get to the reward yesterday with that many looks and chances and shots, but if you do that consistently, we'll be in a good spot.
Eric Staal of the Panthers made his Panthers debut in that game against Philadelphia on Thursday. Now 1,294 games played for Eric Staal as he gets closer and closer to that 1,300 game mark, and again brings a great deal of experience to this Panthers team and had a really nice showing in his first game with the club back on Thursday. So Eric Staal right there, good to hear from him. Yesterday after Panthers practice, also had a chance to catch up with Panthers defenseman Josh Mahura, who's been a really nice pickup. He was picked up off waivers from the Anaheim Ducks right before the season started. He's come in, become an every night guy, formed a really nice defense pair with Radko Gudas. He's got two goals this season, oddly enough, each of them coming against the Philadelphia Flyers, one on home ice, one in Philadelphia. the other night, but it was a really nice play that Josh Mahura made against Philadelphia back on Thursday. Some great anticipation. Radko Gudas had a shot stopped, but Mahura cut into the left circle, picked up the rebound, cashed in for his second goal of the year. And I asked Josh Mahura yesterday after practice, has offense always been a big part of his game like that?
Yeah, I guess just trying to find open space and just being able to create as much chaos as I like to say in the O-zone, get moving. So, I don't know, it's nice having Radko on the back, knowing he's always going to be back there and just wants me to play pretty freely. So, we've been getting some good looks and, it's nice to obviously contribute a little bit.
And to be able to make a play like that kind of just illustrates that you're feeling pretty comfortable here, and you've only been here for a few weeks now, but it seems like just filling in and sliding in here really nicely.
Yeah, like I said, feeling more comfortable every game. It's especially for me as a D-man, it's pretty easy to play with the forwards we have. They do a lot of the dirty work down low, and being able to get us a puck to try to get it to the net. So it's, when you play with these guys, you get some open looks that sometimes you wouldn't usually get. And just trying to make something happen with it.
One game on home ice here, how important is this before, knowing that there's a four-game road trip coming up afterward?
Yeah, it's big. Obviously, this last little two-game road trip didn't go how we want. We thought we did some good things the second game, but regardless, didn't get any points out of it. So to at least get some momentum back before we go on this road trip is huge for us.
Josh Mahura, Panthers defenseman, and again, he's done it. Heck of a job since he's gotten to town and has formed a really nice pair with Radko Gudas. And he talked about it there, knowing that he's got somebody who's so positionally sound like Radko is as his defense partner. It gives him that confidence and that ability to take some offensive zone chances and know that there's always going to be somebody back there. So they've really formed a nice duo on the back end for Paul Maurice's club. Josh Mahura right there. Again, the Panthers and the Ottawa Senators, and asked Josh Mahura about that right there at the end. The fact that one game at home and then you go back on the road for four straight. So that certainly puts some added emphasis on the game today. 4 o'clock against Ottawa, by the way. The Panthers on home ice against the Ottawa Senators, an Atlantic Division battle coming up at FLA Live Arena today, and you don't want to miss it. Well, off the ice, had a chance to chat with Panthers longtime goaltender Roberto Luongo, soon to be Hockey Hall of Famer Roberto Luongo, as he will be inducted formally into the Hockey Hall of Fame coming up in a couple of weeks up in Toronto. He had a media availability yesterday at FLA Live Arena. And here is Roberto Luongo talking about what it means to do this, representing the Panthers, what he's most proud of in his career. And is this something he thought about when he was growing up?
No, I mean, you don't think about that when you're a kid. I think, you only dream about winning the cup or playing in the NHL. So, but now that we're in full mode right now, just planning and organizing stuff and getting tickets, it's been pretty exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. I think just having everybody there at the same time is what I'm really excited about, and getting to spend some time with the people maybe that I didn't have a chance to in many years. Well, for me, I think just the fact that I was able to play for so long at a high level, I think it just I was never satisfied with my game. I always wanted to get better, I always wanted to improve, and I put in the work to try to be at the top every year. So the fact that I was able to play for so long, I think is personally for me is one of my my proudest moments. Well, this is home now, so this is where we're going to be. I love it here. I mean, obviously, and that's why I am here. It's a great community, and I think I really enjoy living in South Florida, and being part of this organization still means a lot to me. It meant a lot to me while I was playing, but as well now. I think this is an important part of my life. Even though I'm not on the ice, I still feel like I'm contributing. I still feel like I have some skin in the game, and I still go through the same emotions when there's a game on TV or here at the rink. So I enjoy that part of it, and I still feel like I'm trying to help the team win a Stanley Cup.
So Roberto Luongo, longtime Panthers goaltender, and again, soon to be enshrined in the Hockey Hall of Fame coming up in a few weeks. So again, that is coming up, and he will officially be a Hockey Hall of Famer. Great career, and I've said it for a long time, Hall of Fame goaltender, Hall of Fame guy. Just great to be able to get to know him, and again, having seen him go about his business day to day, no wonder that he was able to be elite for so long. Just the way that he was dedicated to his craft and the preparation preparation that that he went through every single day to get himself ready for games. Just again, it was a joy to watch, and it's going to be exciting to see him go into the Hockey Hall of Fame. Panthers fans, time to honor the great Roberto Luongo. Come out and honor Roberto Luongo on November 17th as your Cats take on the Dallas Stars. Enjoy Panthers hockey drink specials and giveaways. FloridaPanthers.com for more information. We're going to step aside. We're going to come back. Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com and the Territory Talk podcast, he joins us next. We'll break down the recent road trip for the Panthers. We'll talk about the game coming up against Ottawa today. Talking all things Panthers with my friend and yours, Jameson Olive, next. Doug Plagan's with you. This is the Panthers Insider Show, the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back, Panthers Insider Show. Getting you set for the Panthers and the Ottawa Senators today. Quick turnaround. Panthers and the Senators on the ice at 4 o'clock. The puck drops. We're on the air with Panthers Preview at 3:30 across the Panthers Radio Network. Again, if you can't make it out to FLA Live Arena today, we've got you covered. If you're listening to Miami-Dade and Broward County's 96.5 FM HD2, your place to listen, 1230 The Gambler in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, the NHL app, SiriusXM app and streaming platforms, channel 932 or 219 on your SiriusXM radio. That's your place to tune in to today's action. So lots of places to consume Panthers hockey, but we'd love to have you out at the arena today. FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com to get your tickets. Panthers coming off a loss to the Philadelphia Flyers in which they topped the 50-shot mark, and we'll had a chance to catch up with Jameson Olive from FloridaPanthers.com and the Territory Talk podcast yesterday, and first thing I asked him about were his thoughts on the Panthers' offensive pressure last game.
50-plus shots and 104 shot attempts, and I went back and looked all the way back to 2007, 2008, which is as far back as I could go looking at that data, and they never had more than 100 shot attempts in a game. So the fact they lost that game, kind of a statistical oddity, honestly. Carter Hart was exceptional, but for the most part, Panthers, it just seems like a lot of guys, and Paul Maurice has said as much, are still a little snake bit right now. A lot of shots ringing off the posts, going wide. Barkov and Reinhart still looking for their first goals of the season, but all that being said, the fact the Panthers are still as close as they are in these games, the fact that they are still, you know, right up there near the top of the division, without Ekblad, with a couple of their stars still looking for their first goals, that's a positive within a negative, I think. But for the most part, for the Panthers, you know, this is early in a season. These are new systems. A lot of guys are adjusting. I think it's really encouraging to see what we've seen from some of the guys that maybe are exceeding expectations. Josh Mahura has been fantastic since being claimed off for waivers. He's one guy I've been really impressed with. Atula Storina has been on fire. That whole third line has been great. So, and of course, Matthew Tkachuk, as good as advertised. So for the Panthers, you know, it's been these last two games, Chicago and Philadelphia, you know, they won the possession battle. They out-attempted, they outshot, they outscoring chance to all those teams. But it seems like despite a full, pretty solid 60, a lot of times, kind of like we saw a couple seasons ago where, you know, a 5 or 10 minute lull here or there kind of killed them in those games. So for the Panthers, it's just cleaning up some stuff. They're still learning. But overall, you know, this is going to happen. This team is not going to be the 122 point team that it was last year, but that's okay. All you have to do is make the playoffs. And the Panthers, you know, once they get there, they want to be playing and the brand of hockey they're playing now, which is a good thing.
Jameson Olive here with us. You know him from Territory Talk, the official Panthers podcast. You know him from FloridaPanthers.com. You know him from the second intermission of every Panthers radio broadcast. You touched on a lot of big topics there, and I want to get into a few of those. But the Panthers playing without Aaron Ekblad, how do you feel like they've been able to handle that loss? Obviously, it's impossible to totally offset losing a guy who is an all-world defenseman that plays about 25 minutes a night, but the Panthers have had some guys step up pretty admirably here.
Yeah, they have. And, you know, the good news we heard from Paul Maurice the other day is that Ekblad shouldn't be out that much longer. He's already skating. It sounds like mid-November is definitely the reasonable target. So only a couple more games without Ek, and then he'll be back. And I expect that to also really, really positively affect the power play where he does a lot of work there. But, you know, in his absence, you know, Brandon Montour skated over 25 minutes each of the last three games. He's been doing, you know, yeoman's work back there. And that's a role he's used to. You know, he hasn't been that since he got to the Panthers. He's been mainly third pairing, but an exceptional third pairing defenseman. But, you know, now he's kind of going back to earlier in his career where maybe he could be that top pairing guy, and he's embraced it. He's ready for it. He knows he can do it. And then, of course, Gus Forsling was already, you know, elevated to that top pair, and now he's gone from number two to number one, and he's doing a great job. He's blocking a ton of shots. He's getting a ton of points. He's putting a lot of pucks on net. He's playing in all situations. So, yeah, this has just been a great opportunity for other guys to shine. And I think, you know, as, you know, Ek gets back in there and everyone kind of moves back to where they were, it just gives those guys more confidence that they can do these things.
Etuluo Storinen's been filling the stat sheet every single night, but Paul Maurice has
called that line, along with Anton Lundell and Colin White, he's called them a forechecking machine here in the early part of the year. What's impressed you the most about what these three have done? Is they, you got two guys that have been teammates before with Lundell and Luis Durino, but Colin White, a newcomer to the mix, and he seems like he's fit in very comfortably, as have all the new Panthers.
Yeah, I feel like you can already throw Colin White in the pile of, you know, players that Bill Zito took from other teams, you know, that were looking for fresh starts, and he's already, you know, flourishing here in South Florida. So, you know, big props to Colin White and Bill Zito for finding Colin White out there this offseason when the team's back was up against the cap. So a great signing right there already. But you look at the line as a whole, and you mentioned it, just relentless forechecking. They create a lot of chaos in the offensive zone. It seems like they're always in the offensive zone. If you look at the underlying numbers, Florida's best line in a lot of different categories, which we talked about positives. The fact that their third line is currently their best line, that's a good thing because it's not going to be like that the whole season. So Etu's really stepped up. He's really evolved his game. You know, played a career-high 78 games last year. And I talked to him last season. He basically said that was the season where you kind of, you know, convince yourself and prove to yourself that, you know, I'm an NHL player. I can do this every single night. And now we see him doing that on that third line in a new role. Let's not forget, he switched from center to wing this season. Hasn't skipped a beat. Anton Lundell, no sophomore slump there. He looks relentless out there. And we've seen his responsibility grow as well. You know, the last game, he was on the top power play unit when they were doing the 6-on-5, looking for that game-tying goal at the end of Philadelphia. He was one of the guys out there. So just 21 years old, but already a ton of responsibility for Anton Lundell, and he deserves it because he's exceptional. So overall, that third line for the Panthers has been dynamite, and it just goes to show you how much Paul Maurice loves that line is the fact that, you know, last game against Philadelphia, line blender a little bit, shook some things up. We had, out of the four lines, three lines were different. That third line stayed exactly the same. The only line that did not move an inch. So definitely a very bright spot here for the Panthers early on.
And you mentioned the close games the Panthers have been a part of lately, and Jameson Olive here with us, FloridaPanthers.com. The close games they've been in, do you think that's just a product of something else that we've talked about a lot, just building up to the season? That there's not going to be an easy night, specifically in the Atlantic Division. I think that's just the National Hockey League. I think this season we could be looking at a lot of parity in this league and really no easy nights across the board.
Yeah, no, especially in the Eastern Conference right now. I think heading into the season, you and I both said maybe outside of the Montreal Canadiens, there's not going to be, you know, an easier night than others for the most part in the East, but we look silly now because even Montreal is off to a great start. So the East is definitely the beast this year. It's looking great. So for the Panthers, there are going to be a lot of tight games, not just tight games, but a lot of tight games late in third periods, which is going to test them. But that's exactly what they want because they know when they get to the playoffs, every game is going to be tight. And I think that's kind of what the guys talked about last year. They had so many blowout wins last year and crazy comebacks that, you know, when it got time to go to the playoffs and they were in those tight games in the third period, maybe they just didn't, they weren't used to it. They're a little uncomfortable. So this season, they're going to be very comfortable in those tight situations.
What do you look forward to the most here today when the Panthers take on Ottawa and we get our first in-person taste of Matthew versus Brady Tkachuk?
Well, that's going to be a great game within the game, but I wouldn't expect too much. Obviously, there's not a lot of animosity there, just brotherly stuff, and they both want to have great games, but I don't think they're going to be jawing out there too much or going crazy. So that's going to be a fun battle within the battle, but overall, and let's not forget Claude Giroux's coming back. That'll be interesting for the Panthers. We talk about those matchups. Panthers-Senators is going to be a big one this year. A lot of weapons on both sides. I think what I'm looking for is, you know, do they continue pressing? Do they continue getting all these shot attempts? And do eventually those shot attempts start going in? Is the power play going to have another good night? Are they going to get another goal? Is that going to start trending right back up in the right direction? And, you know, also, you know, who's in net? I think, you know, Bob's got the last couple starts here. Spencer going to get another look here. And obviously the Panthers have a little back and forth there this season. So a lot of very interesting stuff in this matchup for the most part. I think it's also just, can the Panthers snap out of the skid? The Panthers aren't used to losing multiple games in a row. Matthew Tkachuk said it the other day, they're not going to be a team that loses two games in a row. Right now they're on a two-game losing streak. I don't see them as a team that's going to let that go to three. So the Panthers, I think, are going to have a lot of urgency in that game against the Senators.
Thanks, Jameson Olive, for stopping by the program today, as that takes us up near the end of the show. Panthers and the Ottawa Senators today. It's going to be a 4 o'clock face-off, 3:30 Panthers preview across the radio network, FloridaPanthers.com, Ticketmaster.com, 954-835-PUCK, as always, to get your tickets. Hope to see you out there again, 4 o'clock, Panthers and Senators today at FLA Live Arena. Big thanks, Jameson Olive, for stopping by the show. Big thanks to all of you for tuning in. Big thanks to Marcos Gonzalez back in studio. Control, helping us get this on the air today. My name's Doug Plagans. I'll be back with you when the puck drops this afternoon. Everybody, thank you very much for tuning in. This has been the Florida Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.